Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mayor Adams is comparing the migrant influx to the pandemic and natural disasters as he pushes back against critics of his latest plan.
WCBS's Steve Burns is joining us. So Steve, what is the mayor's plan and what are the critics saying about it?
The latest plan is opening a new facility to house these asylum seekers in Red Hook, Brooklyn, at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. It's this little spit of land right on the waterfront in southwest Brooklyn. It'll be single adult men getting moved here from a shelter hotel in Midtown. Unlike what we saw on Randall's Island, it'll actually be a standing building and not the temporary tents that we saw before. But the criticism is all the same here. We heard from the Legal Aid Society and Coalition for the Homeless that moving these asylum seekers around like chess pieces is callous and indicative of the mayor failing to competently manage this crisis. Red Hook, again, is right on the water, prone to flooding, prone to bitter cold in the winter. The advocates say it's especially frustrating. The mayor is ignoring their recommendations, and he has been, they say, since this crisis broke last year.
So how is Mayor Adams responding to those sentiments, Steve?
Well, we see the mayor digging in further and making some especially notable, remarkable comments comparing the migrant influx to the pandemic and to natural disasters, saying this is a crisis at the same level as those crises, and he has to respond accordingly, and people need to adjust their expectations. He insisted that no other municipality is handling this as well as New York is, giving all these migrants shelter, food, clothing, health care, though at the same time, those are all things the city is legally required to provide under right to shelter laws. But the mayor's main message here is to look at this through a different prism. He says this is not a normal time. This is a crisis. The shelter system is overwhelmed. And that means not every solution is going to be as optimal as people might expect.
Steve, how much pressure is the mayor putting on the federal and state governments for help with this?
Well, it depends on who we're talking about here. The federal government, a lot of pressure from the mayor. He has been getting more and more critical of the Biden administration, the general lack of money and assistance that's coming from Washington. He flat out said the feds must have a national response, and so far there's been nothing on that front. On the state level, Adams has applied some pressure on Governor Hochul for money, or even a plan to relocate some of these migrants upstate. But we're seeing him back off from that somewhat. He was asked about that relocation plan today and declined to go into a whole lot of detail about it. We know the mayor and governor have a lot of other issues on the table that they're working through. So we might be looking at the mayor trying not to rock the boat too much in Albany right now ahead of budget time.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.